fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 Westlake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget Adam Laxalt and a mystery guest who apparently is going to endorse Adam Laxalt. We don't know who it is, but he's already got a whole slew of endorsements, including former President Donald J. Trump. So it can't be him. It's somebody totally new to the endorsement thing. So just be listening. 2:15. 2:15 is when it's all going to happen. And I will simply tell you that it's somebody very big and somebody you've been reading about and seeing on cable news on a fairly regular basis. That's the only hint I've been given, which covers just about everybody, except the former president. Except for the former president, because he's already endorsing him. So it wouldn't be him. It's a brand new endorsement. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Oh, we're going to let you hear from Jen Psaki on her final day. So sad. She's leaving to go to MSNBC. That's even sadder. Oh, my God. What will happen to her? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. WNBA star Brittany Griner's pretrial detention in Russia has been extended by 1 month.
Griner appeared for a brief hearing at a court outside Moscow, handcuffed, wearing an orange hoodie and holding her face down.
Her attorney, Alexander Boykoff, told the AP he thinks the relatively short extension indicates Griner's case could go to trial soon. She's been in custody for nearly 3 months, detained at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage. Boykoff was asked how Griner is being treated. He says, we did not receive any complaints about the detention conditions from our client. Ned Price at the State Department says diplomats from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow spoke with Griner and reported she is doing as well as can be expected in these circumstances. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at townhall.com, a boat believed to be carrying migrants has capsized northwest of Puerto Rico.
11 people are known dead, dozens more rescued, most of them Haitians. Haiti suffering through a spike in kidnappings and brutal gang violence. That and economic challenges are prompting Haitians to take the risk and board potentially dangerous boats in search of a better life elsewhere. But authorities say the rickety ships often capsize or drop people off on uninhabited islands. Customs and Border Protection first spotted this boat on Thursday morning. The Coast Guard worked through the night to find survivors. Not clear exactly how many people were on board. I'm Rita Foley.
Stocks have been rallying on Wall Street this afternoon, but not enough to claw back all the losses the market has taken back in this volatile week. The Dow was up today 465 points. The NASDAQ finished 434 points in positive territory. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech. And Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 104. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a day-long closure of U.S. Highway 95 this weekend should significantly affect traffic near downtown Las Vegas. The shutdown of U.S. 95 southbound between Martin Luther King and Las Vegas Boulevards is planned to take place between 2 a.m. Sunday and 5 a.m. Monday, according to the Nevada Department of Transportation. Now, the round-the-clock closure is needed for crews to begin paving work, which is tied to the $40 million U.S. 95 Viaduct Rehabilitation Project. So, it's going to be interesting. Well, the NFL released its schedule for the upcoming season, and the Las Vegas Raiders are going to be making not one, not two, not three, but four primetime appearances. But only one will be a home game at Allegiant Stadium. But the home game is definitely going to be a big one. It pits first-year Raiders head coach Josh McDaniel against his longtime mentor Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. And that game is going to be played on December 18th. And that, of course, is going to be on Sunday Night Football. The Raiders begin the season on the road against the L.A. Chargers in L.A. on September 11th, followed by their home opener September 18th against the Arizona Cardinals.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a disabled vehicle on Interstate 15 northbound. That's after Sahara. The center lane is blocked there, so a lot of caution is advised, and you're going to be touching the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area, U.S. 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. No better way to open up hour number two than Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. He wants to unseat Dina Titus and send her packing. And so many of us are waiting for that day. Please let it come soon. Jesse, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. You know, when it's Friday, it's even better because I'm on with you.
Oh, I just love that.
Makes my Friday so great.
I love it. I want to ask you because it's the lead story on every newscast in America. A shortage of baby formula in America with all our manufacturing skills. How is it that we're out of baby formula?
Well, this right here is even a bigger story than that. Because what we're not talking about as a party is what the Democrats is hiding, is that the United States government buys more baby formula than any entity in the world. Are you familiar with WIC?
Yes.
The women's?
Yes.
Okay, so many poor and minority women don't pay for baby formula. It's subsidized through the government. It's a subsidy through WIC. So what we're not looking at is the Democrats are panicking because the Democrat Party of women, the Democrat Party of the communist black women and all women who care so much about women, who really are being exposed. They don't care anything about women or children or anybody because the Biden administration is the one that buys all of the infant milk and all of the milk in the minority communities. So when there's a shortage, and you're not paying for it anyway, the government is paying for it, and you go to the store and can't get it, it's really going to hit poor and minority women. And they're panicking because they realize Republicans like me are going to send out the message that this party that you keep putting in office cares nothing about women or children or anything. They're incompetent. And as a matter of fact, we just talked the last time we talked about duck and cover. They don't care about the safety of the people as they sable-rattle nuclear weapons around. And unless we get together as a party and as a people and say, this is not about Democrat and Republican, this is about saving ourselves, starting with our children, then we're going to always be, like, on the wrong end of the stick because the Democrat Party, they're not running on policies. They're running on masks and mail-in voting and ballot harvesting and things like that.
Let me ask you, there are those that believe, and I happen to be one of them, that the Democrat Party has an attack underway against children, and abortion is the big issue right now. Can you talk about what's going on, what your reaction to the Supreme Court justices who are apparently willing to repeal the Roe v. Wade, and the protests out in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices. Your reaction to all of that that's going on right now?
We're losing the debate. There should be no debate. We have Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski coming up with their own abortion bills. We have Republicans that's not pro-baby. We keep talking about abortion. We're talking about killing babies. What we need to change the whole conversation to whether we could put candidates up that can win. Nobody knows how many minority babies are being aborted because they don't put out the numbers. The last numbers they put out for black babies is in New York was more black babies were aborted than were born. That's genocide. That's why Democrats run from me. I win that debate against Dina Titus and everybody. I'm the most dangerous Republican in America because you can't talk to me about abortion. You got to talk to me about baby killing. Then you got to talk to me about genocide in Jesus' name. And you can't win a debate because you got to release the numbers. And the little political secret is they don't release the numbers, but every 4 or 5 years is a secret, so we won't know exactly who's being aborted. We could beat them on abortion any day by just doing something simple and passing a law saying every month show how many babies have been murdered. Bang, it's over.
Now, you can look at the protests and say, well, they have First Amendment rights and they have the right to assemble and all of that other stuff. But do they have a right to ruin a perfectly good neighborhood? I mean, the next door neighbors to Samuel Alito, you think they like having people chanting late into the evening in front of the Alito household?
We have to be a peace and nonviolent party so we can show the true contrast of the heart of the conservative movement, especially evangelicals. Democrats are violent anytime they can have a peaceful, nonviolent debate and raid and loot and everything because they are a violent group of people. Anything they do is going to end up in violence. That's why the peace and nonviolent movement that I lead, the real civil rights back to the real Republican Martin Luther King civil rights movement, is growing so fast because we are a different type of people. These people are violent about anything. They created this by leaking illegally a draft so they can react to it. So these people know what they're doing, and I still believe it's no coincidence that as soon as they put a new Supreme Court justice on there, that leaks start. So I'm of the mind that this is all planned, and we're a step behind these. But communist and socialist people must have one party in power, and they would do anything. So we have to elect candidates that understand how to defeat them. We got people running in the primary that's not ready for the prime time. You're not just got to take out Dina Titus. I got to take out CNN, MSNBC, everybody that's rhinos and everybody else. You got to be able to win the debate and keep the movement going farther. And unless you can move the movement farther, you're in the way. You have to lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Again, Jesse Turner joining us. He is running for Congress in CD1. Critical race theory. I've talked with folks from CCSD. I've talked with teachers. I have talked with union leaders. I've talked to a lot of folks, and I can't get a straight answer. Are we teaching critical race theory in our schools?
I grew up in South Central LA. I grew up in the most liberal place where they started this first testament. Critical race theory is about people of their own race hating each other. I grew up in a gang-infested neighborhood where so many gangbangers, because I was a good student and a good athlete working to get out, tried to critical race theory me. So many black men tried to kill. And I had to kick a lot of black people butt just to be a Republican. Critical race theory is having your own race turn on you. Critical race theory is teaching young white kids who grew up privileged and had the greatest life of anybody ever lived on this planet to go to college and then come home and tell their grandparents and their parents who sacrificed so much for them, I hate you, mommy. I hate George Washington. I hate grandpa from World War III. I just hate. People don't understand. They haven't studied it. It's a fraud. Sigmund Freud helped write part of that. So if you ever really studied it in college, you understand it's like a Freudian theory to go back and hate your own race. Critical race theory is now Joe Biden saying that white Republicans, basically party, is hateful and we hate them, so white people hate each other. It's about you turning on your own race. It's about your kids coming home saying, Mommy, I don't like you. And black people killing each other in Chicago. if it's no big problem in Chicago, black on white crime, it's race on race crime Democrats want to create through critical race theory. These are some very evil people, and they want to teach it to our children.
Again, Jesse Turner joining us, and let me just ask you, there's a lot that's on the line in this upcoming election. I know it's a midterm election. I know there's no president at the top of the ticket. But can you talk a little bit about what's at stake for us as a party here in the state of Nevada coming up on June 14th?
Well, like I said, I've been at this a long time, so when I started, I'm a union member. I came out to Bricklayers, Alac Crafts when I'm still a member. I helped build this city. And when I joined the union, and 50% of the union members in the BAC, they were Republicans like me. And it was a red state. And everything, you know, so we worked. And then all of a sudden, the state turned blue. And I still go to meetings all over the country in red states, and I see how they talk and their strategy. And they talk from a position of strength. And then I come to Republicans meeting here, we're still talking like we're a red state. It's like we're in delusion that we've lost all these elections in a row. And elections don't have consequences, but they do. So we have to run like we're in California. Abortion, everything that's going on in New York and everything, they're bringing here. And unless we have candidates that can win in any blue state and turn it red, we can't turn it around. I could be any Democrat, any place, anywhere, anytime, because constitutional conservatism, free market capitalism, and the ability to articulate your own ideology can be the communist any day. That's why we have the Rush Limbaugh arena of ideas and debates, because that's what it is. That's why I say we miss Rush. This is a debate. And like I said, I'm a gladiator. And if anybody from the Democrat Party, and even these rhinos now, want to step in this arena with me, they step in with a very, 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 very good gladiator who's looking for somebody to come get some any day. So Dina Tardy is a lightweight. We problems. We got a lot of lightweight strategists in this party telling everybody that for the first time in history, we redistrict to help Republicans. That's just so stupid. It's a sales pitch that people are buying it. No, they redistrict to make this a completely blue state forever. Unless we grow, get younger, and diversify, we are falling into their trap.
Jesse, let me ask you, are we going to have debates? Have we had debates in CD1 yet?
Well, I've been in on the forum. I went to the Battleborn Women's meeting yesterday where they had people for CD1, but there's no contest. Nobody wants to debate me. I've been doing this 40 years. I grew up in South Central where nobody could talk about Republicans in the toughest neighborhood for fear of offending me because I was a Republican. The people talking about we want to fight for you, never been in a fight. There's no fault to be a Republican. We got a bunch of people just pop up in the primaries. Somebody didn't tell them you had a chance because they redistrict. They didn't start out like me. I was the first one in the race when it was really district winning. You had to be demonized. Just taking it from it. And so we got a lot of consultants selling a lot of gullible people, you know, that never been into politics, saying they're not politicians, so they don't know what they're doing, so they hired somebody. It's bad. We need people who know what they're doing. Congress is a political position. You need somebody who knows politics. I'm a politician because I'm running, but I'm a political strategist too. But I'm a kick-ass debater, and I've been doing this 40 years building this party, and I don't want to see it turned over to a bunch of rhinos.
So is there a debate scheduled between now and June 14th, the primary election day?
Nobody will debate me in any party, Kevin.
Wow.
They're all running from me. You see, I'm talking, I can win. What are you going to do, call me a white supremacist? I'm from the hood. I'm a piece of nonviolence. Everything I've countered. I've countered every debate they got. They can't set the premise with me. I shouldn't exist. Nobody from where I'm from should have got those good of grades, I guess. Should have been a Christian. Should have loved Jesus. Should have started building all these 40 years in the party. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm only here because Jesus blessed me to be here. So everybody, I'm like an anomaly. Nobody wants to take on somebody that's got the grades, the articulation, and the urban appeal that knows politics like I do. It's a stand-up comedian. Everybody know I just make a fool out of a Democrat or a communist. It's no debate. It's no contest. That's why 250,000 people follow me on the internet, and all of my opponents added up got like 4,000 people. Because
wow.
This is what's coming. And so it's the future's here now. We could take this state back because they're not running on policies. They're running on math and, you know, analytics, but we can overwin. We can win over the people that they look over, like the homeless people, the people that now kids are starving. They probably would vote Democrat, but they can't find even milk for babies. These people are on the margins, and they're ready for us to reach out our hand to them as Christians and say, hey, we know you've been a Democrat all your life, but you know something's wrong. And once again, what do you got to lose? What do we have to lose? And the answer is everything now. Everything in a deep red state. We can lose and become New York.
Ooh, we do not want that. Jesse, in our final minute, what is it you need from my listeners? I know we are getting down to crunch time, a sprint to the finish line as far as June 14th is concerned. Can you talk about what your campaign needs right now from my listeners?
Mail them out. The mail-out stuff is in. The Democrats have made mail-in and harvest illegal. We can't change that. So I was a boxer. I started walking to a boxing gym when I was 10. First thing I learned is take an enemy strength and use it against them. Let's mail these suckers out. You don't like these rhinos, all this Romney money? They already sent in you a ballot with my name on it. Let's mail them out. We've got to start ballots, harvesting. We got farmers in our party. We should harvest these communists right on out of here. Because I know in all my heart, once we mail them out and harvest them out, the very next day they'll be trying to change it back. So mail them out. You don't have to. Don't donate to me. Voting is free. I'm one of the only candidates that's saying, hey, poor people, I'm not asking for no donations, so I don't want it from the rich people. We can mail these suckers out. As soon as your mail get in, mail out Deena Titus, mail out these rhinos, and mail in somebody that will actually do something, that knows politics, that will actually do it and can't be bought. And we need to change our policies, and we need to pray that the people can take politics back from these greedy, money-grubbing people who aren't even politicians. They tell you that. They don't know what they're doing. They just aren't around you.
Jesse, you are amazing, my friend. Thank you so much for your friendship. Thanks for coming by and being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they find you?
You can find me at my website, Jesse Turner for District1.com. You can follow me at Twitter with hundreds of thousands of people at Jesse Turner for Nevada District 1. And you can pray for me and pray for the great Kevin Wall Show. And God bless you, Kevin, so much. And God bless America.
There you go. Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. Coming up, a candidate for Clark County Commission, District F, as in Frank. His name is Mike Campion. We'll find out what he's all about and why he wants to be on the Clark County Commission. Do we need Republican representation? Right now, it's all Democrat, believe it or not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count down on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Gun owners of America.